If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Real Housewives of News AF. I am Nicole Cesternino, and I am here with Rachel and Liz, and we have booted the guys out. They are gone, and it's all lady talk now. Hit the music!
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual news.
All right, actual factual news. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
Okay, so let's do some quick intros. I am Nicole. Most of you guys know me as the better half of the Cesternino's, but I would like to introduce these amazing ladies. Let's start with you, Rachel. We know you a little bit from Survivor.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more. I mean, I had a moment, but yes, I was on Survivor with Tyson at one point.
But there's more to you.
Yes, there. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like everybody probably kind of knows, but yeah, we have two kids. I do graphic design on the side and just kind of like wrangling the kids, Tyson included, you know, he's one of the kids. So yes.
Fantastic. Okay. And now we need to know, who is the woman behind Danny Bryson? Liz, who are you?
Just Liz. Liz Bryson sitting down here. Just, I don't know what's going on upstairs. Thank goodness I'm down here. In fact, this is awesome. It got me out of ballet rehearsals for my daughter. And he has to like dress her and do all that stuff. And this is like fantastic.
This should be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't even know what's going to happen. But
so I met Liz one time when we went to Utah. And I have to say that you said something to me that I will never forget. It was the best parenting advice that I've ever received. That
I need to hear it.
It was, kids ruin everything. And it sticks with me in those moments when I am feeling so low
and my children
are making me lose my mind. I remember and I see your pretty face and you whispering to me across the table from the Cheesecake Factory going, kids ruin everything. And I realize it's not me, it's them. And you did that to me. So thank you.
And we're all in it together. That's the thing.
Those are good words. Your kids ruining it.
It's my kids. It's everybody.
Yes.
We're all in it. So.
Yes. And especially now with everything that's going on in the world, like it's insane, right? Like it's insane right now being a mom.
Oh, it's awful. But yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's good. We're going to say it's good, but yeah.
No, it sucks.
It does.
That was one of the reasons I agreed to do the show, was that Rob was going to be doing Zoom school because my kids are still doing online learning and it's terrible.
This is a year of online learning.
Like I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, because you're in California. That's right.
Oh
okay.
Everything's been shut down. They haven't been in school for a year. They're losing their minds. I'm losing my mind. Everybody's losing their mind. So Rob was supposed to be in charge of Zoom school, which I was like, done. I will do this. But guess what? It is spring break. He gets out of doing Zoom school.
Did he schedule it today on purpose?
Most likely.
That's what I'm wondering.
Seems likely. But right now, they're probably all just downstairs on their Nintendo Switches, just doing nonsense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When they have to watch them, they're all of a sudden eating out, going bowling.
It's so fun.
They take the easy way, you know?
It's so annoying.
You, like, sit them down in front of the TV, watch a movie, a show. They always take the easy route. And I'm always like, why don't I do that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Because I have mom guilt. You have mom guilt. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
It's like, oh, too much TV, too much
They don't have games. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably like, oh, my wife will do something awesome with them. I'll just sit here with them and watch SpongeBob. That's usually
what they do. They don't even have that kind of insight. Right? Where they're just like, just just play Nintendo. I don't want to do it.
I will say I do that sometimes with my 11-year-old. I'm like, can you go please stop following me just for a minute and go play some Xbox? I will admit I do that. Because he doesn't do that. He's like my little buddy. He's my little shadow.
You have three kids,
my big
right?
shadow. I have three kids. And my 11-year-old's like this tall now compared to me. And he just follows me around and chats about, like, I don't know, Minecraft or I don't, you know, who knows? He doesn't even talk about girls. So just hanging out. I'm like, go play some video games.
Find
please.
A girlfriend, please.
I know. he has no interest right now. Nothing.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It'll get there. It'll get there. Unless he's Danny, then he's got interest in like millions of hobbies, doesn't have time to do anything else. But
I'll keep him out of trouble.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, ladies. So are we ready to jump into the news AF?
Yes.
All right. So
we are so ready.
So our first story comes out of the Dominican Republic. It is mafia fugitive reportedly busted after being seen in YouTube videos cooking. What recipe could have been so important to blow your cover? Like, is spaghetti and meatballs that important to go to jail for?
That's what I want to know. What was he cooking?
What was
the article say what he was making?
I couldn't find his videos. Could you find his actual videos? Because I wanted to watch one and see.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Maybe they took him down.
Maybe. But I love his passion for cooking. That he's just like, I have to do this cooking video. I mean, I could totally get caught, but it's got to be done, you know?
Isn't he Italian?
It's kind of like, I used to work at Sundance Resort in Utah. And the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, the gang, they wanted a group gang photo. And that photo is what, like, sabotaged. That's how they got caught. And so it was reminding me of, like, the Sundance Kid, you know, he has to do this food video, so he totally gets caught. Yeah.
I feel like this goes to show you how stupid men are, right? Because, you know, a woman would have been like, no, you know, this would definitely get me busted. This isn't a good idea. Right?
Well, my thought was, maybe he wanted to get busted if he was stuck with his wife for, like, 7 years. Maybe he just was like getting sick of it.
I don't know.
I'm like, why would you post yourself with like these specific tattoos? Are you like, you're like, hey, please someone find me. I don't know.
He thought he was being slick by not showing his face, but didn't realize the remarkable tattoos on his body would actually be identifying to him.
Yeah, I just feel like he didn't really think it through.
Didn't think it through. Like,
well, 7 years, he was probably like, oh, I'm good. Like, he didn't even think.
He thought he was in the clear.
Yeah, he got a little cocky. Yeah, I don't know. I'm more scared of, because I post on YouTube as well, as so does Danny. I'm more scared of what, like, commenters at this point, because people are rough. So, yeah, I mean, maybe he's at the point where he's like, hey, people love me on here. I'm not scared anymore of the cops. It's really like the negative stuff on like commenters. That's where you're scared.
Don't read the comments, but show your tattoos.
I know. He's like, hey, as long as everyone's positive, I'll just keep posting. But I mean, I don't know. People are more tough.
You would think some of the comments would be like, hey, you know, you never show your head. What's up with that? Like, what does he say?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. See, that's what I'm saying. I wish I could find his videos. And see if he was even good, too.
Yeah, do you think they all got deleted?
Does he go by, like, the headless chef? I feel like that would be, like, people would run to that, like, the cops.
Yeah, I don't get it. And that's the other thing. If he's Italian, this is what I've heard. You don't want to give up your recipe, so I don't know. Like,
this goes against the omerta.
I know. Are people mad at him over in Italy for giving up all these awesome recipes? But I don't know.
I feel like it would have been a better route to have done a cookbook.
Smart. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have that YouTube
video.
You want some YouTube fame. You want to earn some money.
Everybody wants to be a YouTuber, even the mafia.
Yeah. The influencers. I'm telling you.
Mafia and my 5-year-old.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. My daughter, every time she walks into a room and there's a mirror, she'll go, okay, guys, so I'm wearing this ponytail with a bow and then the sequin top, and you compare it with your pants. And I'm sitting there going, what are you watching this from? Like, what is this? She watches YouTube Kids, I'll admit, but it's like, oh my gosh, I keep trying. Every time she's watching it, I'm like, okay, I type in educational videos, and then it somehow still pops up on like makeup, whatever.
And toys. And
you guys are probably better moms than I am, but no. I'm like, my kids are old enough where I'm like, yeah, you guys can watch Mr. Beast or whatever, the stupid, what are they called? Diamond Minecart? I don't know. They'd be embarrassed if I said this. I don't know. Go watch your makeup tutorials, please. I need to sit over here and watch my makeup tutorials while you're doing that. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like the girls do better makeup than I do. Maybe I should watch these makeup tutorials.
Oh my gosh. My daughter can apply lipstick perfectly. I mean, she doesn't have lipstick, whatever her like $2 lip gloss or whatever. It's shocking because it used to be bad, but now it's like perfect. And I'm all, wow, I need to take this away. You're only five.
I remember growing up, we used to put like the brown lip liner around our lips and then with like the clear like chapstick in the middle. Yeah. And it looked terrible, but no one told us.
Yeah, I remember loving that look.
Yeah, the sparkles. Like just sparkle. Like, or what is it? Is it not sparkles. What is that stuff called that you put on crafts? What are those?
Glitter.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Glitter was my jam.
I used to do the glitter eyeshadow too. And then you'd get glitter in your eyeballs all day long and be like scratching your eyes out. You were like, but I look pretty, right?
Yeah, and you got the glitter. I was more of like the hardcore look. Like I was mean.
You were kind of goth.
I wasn't
or
goth,
punk.
But I wasn't punk. I was just mean. I just had a mean look.
Resting B face.
Yeah.
Maybe some heavy eyeliner.
Yeah.
I was never good at makeup. I just threw on like the fun stuff. And then when I got to college, my roommates taught me like, no, this is how you do makeup. And
this
I'm like,
is really
oh
bad.
My gosh, what is wrong with me? I didn't even know what this stuff was. That's because I moved to Utah and Utah, they know how to put makeup on. They know how to do back in 2005 anyway. Yeah. But now it's a little more, people have chilled out with the makeup, but yeah, it was eye opening.
Back to our mafia story. So that's crazy. Yeah. He got busted in the Dominican Republic for posting YouTube videos of just his body, completely headless and just showing his tattoos. Went straight to jail. Straight to jail.
He was in the Caribbean, right?
I thought it was the DR. Is Dominican Republic in the Caribbean? My geography is all off.
I don't remember. It's been quite some time since I've been to school.
Yeah, but, so he's in jail.
Yeah.
He was actually, he was on the run for trafficking cocaine. So he can figure out how to stick cocaine up his butt, but he can't figure out how to do a YouTube video and get away with it.
Do you think he had recipes that incorporated cocaine? Because I think he might get a lot of views for that. I mean, maybe that's what got him in trouble. I don't know.
That was the recipe.
That could have been it. This is how you add cocaine to a bolognese, you know, or something. I don't know.
Googling that right now.
I know.
I think he sounds like an interesting guy, you know.
Yeah.
Would you guys let him cook dinner for you?
Oh, yeah.
Have a dinner party with this guy?
Yeah. That would be fun, right?
I don't know if
it would be pretty fun.
That would be pretty fun, like hibachi style.
Yeah. Like, I would be down.
Here's your cocaine. Here's your onions. I'm going to chop that up and cocaine.
No kids allowed. Just adults. It'd be so fun. It would be.
We are so desperate. We're so desperate for some entertainment.
I'm desperate for like real food at my house. You know, right. I just hate cooking so much.
Rachel, I feel like you're a cook. Do you cook?
She is.
Yeah, I could see that. Would you add cocaine to your recipes?
You know what? I've never tried that, but you know, I'm not opposed. You have to try everything once, right?
At least once, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, but it's an all night thing. So it would be appetizer, main course and dessert all with cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And then like you wake up the next day and you're like, what? Where am
what
I?
What did I eat?
I don't even remember. I wouldn't
the
even
best
know.
Dinner of my life.
You wake up the next day, we'd probably just
up in a hospital bed, handcuffed to the bed.
I don't even know. We'd be in jail. That's what it would really be. But
so the story now makes sense. We crack the case.
Yes. I was going to say if anyone here is a good cook, it's Rachel. And I'm like, every time I watch her Insta stories, I'm like, geez, it's like the healthiest, most delicious looking food. I just wish so badly I had those skills and I don't. I'm like, I probably have watched that mafia guy at some point on YouTube because I'm desperately like, how do you boil water? You know, like that's what I'm desperately YouTubing now, but I'm sure I probably watched something of his. I mean, I don't remember, but
I think that I am the worst cook that there is. I'm terrible.
You guys don't have an Instapot?
No.
Nope.
Instapot is like asking me to build a rocket jetpack or something. I don't know. I cannot. It is like, you know, those memes where they have like, you know, formulas around their head. That's yes. cooking for me. I don't get it. Everyone's like, all you do is follow the recipe. And I'm all, do you not understand? I will follow the recipe and it turns out like garbage every time.
Yes, I messed up mac and cheese pretty bad.
What do you guys eat? Yes. What do you eat for dinner? Do you mostly like go out to dinner?
I feel like I have the same four things on rotation every week. And it's like the most simple things. And my kids hate it.
Like your tried and trues. Okay.
Well,
they're tried. I don't know if they're true.
Works. Yeah. My husband has like the most amazing mom, and she cooks for, you know, she had 11 kids. So she's fantastic at making food, and it's all gourmet and it takes her hours. Right. And she'll make them for like all of us.
And that makes the rest of us look bad.
Yes. Well, the first thing my husband said to me when I made like a first meal after we got married, he goes, this doesn't. Like you didn't mix it like my mom mixes it. And I looked at him and I couldn't talk to him for 2 hours because I'm like, yeah, my food is like cafeteria food. That's all you're going to get our whole marriage. Like there's nothing I can do.
So marry your mom then. Okay.
I know. My daughter just last week with the same exact recipe, because it's the recipe my mom doesn't listen to this, but my mom and I both have cheap palates. So we don't need like delicious food.
We have cheap palates.
Yeah. So my mom, or I made my mom spaghetti, which I love. I was raised on it. And my daughter takes a bite, and my other boys, you know, they'll just eat whatever because they're always hungry. My daughter takes a bite and she goes, this is disgusting. It's not grandma's pasta. I'm not eating it. And I'm like, go to grandma's house. You can go hang. I'm like, here's a bowl of cereal. I'm out. I just can't.
And that's why I don't cook. That is the trick, because if you cook a meal, it's most likely your kids are going to take one bite and then they're not going to eat it. Right.
Exactly. Yep.
I mean, I force them to eat it, but
you know what? And you,
are you the mom that like, is like, if you don't eat it, you get nothing.
Yeah. I'm not that way.
No, I try not to do that, but I do try to make them try something.
Yes.
The rule is you have to try it. You have to taste it and try it. Yeah. And that way they try new flavors and try new things, right? But they don't have to finish all of it. Mm-hmm. That's the rule.
Yeah. I made dinner the other day and we were eating it and they were like making faces. And I'm like, I'm getting mad. And I eat it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is disgusting. We're not finishing this. This is gross. Who made this?
Oh my gosh. My oldest two sons, I only have two sons. My oldest kids, they're smart enough now when my kids don't eat it. Like my daughter doesn't care. She's like, whatever. I hate it. I hate you. I hate everything. And she's sweet, but when it comes to food,
you and your food,
she goes, I hate you, but I love you. She always does that. But my oldest two, they know that mommy gets mad if they don't, like, if they don't at least pretend that mm-hmm. they are going to eat it for a minute. So they'll eat a couple bites and be like, it's good. It's good. Yeah. And my middle son will be like, I'm just not hungry anymore. Can I have a bowl of cereal? So they've been trained.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fantastic because I've reacted with them before. You know, the oldest kids, they know they're going to get my wrath with Rome. I'm like, cereal.
You put the fear of God in them. Well, that's actually a good segue into our next story. Speaking of the fear of God, we are in for an invasion. I don't know if you guys are ready, but Brutex is coming. Do you know what Brutex is? Brutex.
I don't. But
coming.
Nicole, that was a really great transition.
I've learned
from the best. She's doing great.
You're like, yeah.
I'm so glad you're in charge.
Really good at this.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
Brutex.
But guys, this is serious. Very, very serious. And I want everybody that's listening to put on your, you know, your serious listening hat here, because Brutex is coming and it's disgusting. It's horrifying. And it's kind of like the end of the world. It's the cicadas. The cicadas are coming.
Ooh, okay.
Do you guys have any experience with cicadas? Some people say cicadas. I'm from Long Island. We say cicadas.
Cicadas, we do. We have a ton of them out here.
They're horrifying.
A ton. And they're loud.
They're
loud. Get super loud.
Here's like the creepy part. They are underground right now. They are underground and they are listening. They are listening and they are waiting for the perfect opportunity to stop. And I'm quoting the story, to stop gnawing at the roots and invade the world or the United States. Isn't that horrifying?
Is it mostly the East Coast, though?
It's mostly the East Coast, yes.
Okay, so you're going to get it real hard.
They're headed for Washington.
Washington, D.C.?
I think so.
Oh, man. We don't need more drama over there. We just don't.
Haven't they had enough over there now the cicadas are coming?
Can we just relax? Can we just have nothing happen for a little bit?
Yes. And the way that it's like described.
This is another. What's the deal?
They come every 17 years.
Every 17 years? Like on the nose? Like every 17 years?
They
really?
Do math. They know. They're so smart.
Oh, wow. It's kind of cool.
Cool, creepy, disgusting, horrifying.
Well, I'm all the way over here in Utah, so maybe I'm like, that sounds cool.
I remember growing up with these nasty, disgusting things, and the sound that they make, it's like constant. And you wake
terrifying.
Up to it.
Is it loud?
And it's a mating call. They're coming in for a group orgy. Like, that's what they're here for. They're here for a group orgy where they just mate all the time and they multiply and they multiply again and they keep going. And then they're just everywhere. And then they escape their shells and they leave their shells everywhere. It's terrifying.
Is it like a feeding frenzy too? Everyone, all the animals eating it, or do people?
Yes. And then the birds and the squirrels, and they all come, and it's like, it's a big giant meal for them. It's a meal and an orgy.
Okay, so at least they're not like attacking us, right?
Sounds fun. Sounds like a party to me.
I know they're not harmful. Are they harmful? No,
not at all. They're just
they're just here
noisy.
For like a giant orgy.
Are they huge? I shouldn't use. Are they huge?
It depends what your huge is.
This is kind of small, but is it huge for them? I don't know.
Liz, we're talking.
Sorry. Oh my gosh.
Did you hear that? I don't know. There's like crazy things happening in this room. It's because of the cicadas.
Oh, the lights twitched a little bit too. I saw that. They are coming.
The cicadas are coming for me.
It's like the killer bees. And there was one just recently, like during the pandemic. What was that? There was something coming to attack.
The killer bees.
Another one of these.
The murder hornets. That's right.
Yes.
The what
hornet.
Happened to them?
Yeah.
Are they gone? Please tell me they're gone.
I don't know if they ever came.
They murdered a few people and then they left. They'll be making mafia cooking shows.
So they did murder some people.
Yeah.
Okay. So the good thing about the cicadas is they're just here to
terrify,
hang out and have sex orgies.
You're Tyson's wife. So they probably know everything about it.
It's good. We have our expert nature consultant.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know a lot about nature because you're.
I'll have to have him call in for that one. I don't know a lot about.
No boys allowed. No boys allowed here.
Yes,
it's all us.
I know. I won't. but no, I don't know a ton about them. But I think I did read in that article. Don't they like eat and eat and eat until they pass out?
They eat and eat until they have sex and then pass out. They're men.
Okay.
They're men,
and then they die.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
They're all men. These bugs are all men.
Mm-hmm. The ones that the ones that are making those terrifying sounds are the men looking to mate after they just ate a big meal. Makes much sense.
I wouldn't be attracted to anyone just making loud noises. I don't know. Danny was never a peacocker, you know, or whatever they're called. But I was attracted to Danny because he would just stand in the corner. I think he's mentioned this before. He never danced or anything. He would just stand over there while the whole dance was going on. Because, you know, I saw him a million times before we actually met. And it was always at like dance parties. And he was miserable. He would just be like outside standing there.
What classifies a dance party?
BYU. So, you know, like there'd be college dance parties like in their gym. This sounds so lame. I don't even know. I didn't have like a legit, I had a college experience, but I was very naive and like, I didn't drink or anything. So for me, it was like just me and my girlfriends would just go to parties and just danced. It was fun. Yeah, it was fun. It was just innocent dance parties. And Danny did not want to be there, but his friends did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Tyson ever went. but
I think he did sometimes go to some. I'll have to ask.
You guys all went to the same college, you, Danny, and Tyson.
No. Well, I don't know where Tyson went, but
so they had like, so in the Mormon church, they have like dance parties or yeah, they have dances.
I don't know what it's like outside.
On the weekends for like the kids, like to hang out and mingle. So they would do these dances, but I'm trying really hard to picture Danny at one of those dances because
they would be just like,
yeah,
like, you know, just students throwing them at their house or at, you know, whatever. Like we had one in a barn once. It just sounds so, innocent and sweet. I'm sorry.
It does but it sound was very fun. Sweet.
It was fun. And when I officially started dating Danny, my roommates and I would just suck him in. We'd pull him in and we would just dance around him just to make him uncomfortable. There
so
was like eight
like
of us.
The cicada.
Oh my, yes. We were the cicadas. Yes. That's exactly it. And he was so, cause he wouldn't even move. He would just stand like this, like just like that, just miserable. And we would just be like all of us just rubbing on him. Like it was hilarious.
Okay. He doesn't sound so innocent anymore. Are you cicada?
Yeah,
you?
There was a lot of rubbing. Definitely. Oh, that sounds so bad. There was, I'm not gonna lie. But he hated it. So for the record, but he did it because he was trying to woo me and marry me. So
he was playing hard to get.
No, he was playing. I hate any kind of dancing or socializing with other humans. Oh no.
I what hit a button.
Potty
Ooh.
Break. What
We're
is that button?
Room, which apparently. Button is this?
Oops.
Let that was a great song. Yeah.
You're fired.
Now what?
Anyway, so moving right along.
I think Danny triggered that sound somehow just to say stop talking about me at dance parties.
Sure. You're welcome, Danny.
Okay,
for
that was him from afar. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He told me, please don't overshare. He actually didn't say, please don't overshare. Basically, it was like, you can do whatever you want, but I know you're going to overshare. And I'm like,
oh, he's cringing right now.
Guys, I'm holding back.
Get ready to cringe a little more, Danny. We're about to do a segment we'd like to call Liz's Bolt Hole.
Oh, already? Awesome.
Yeah.
Do we have a theme song for that one?
Oh. There we go.
To my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna.
I did not know Tyson recorded this song.
He's a good singer, huh? He is. I think Danny played the. Did Danny do that? I don't know. Did Danny play the music? I think Danny did guitar. And then Tyson sang. I don't know.
Very long intro song.
It is. Can you end it? How do we end this? Is it? Oh my gosh, I think we can. Oh my gosh, it's not ending. I think it usually ends.
10 more seconds.
How do you end it? Oh, okay.
Maybe we fade it out a little bit.
We're good. We're
there
good.
We go.
We get the point.
Oh,
here.
Tyson.
Oh, wow. I guess I have to pull up my.
So, Liz, tell us what you got on your bolt hole. I thought it was butthole, but apparently I was wrong.
I had no idea what it was until just now.
Mm-hmm.
If it was boat or
we
bolt.
Can make it Liz's butthole if you want.
Oh my gosh, don't. I was going to say Liz's bolt hole or whatever it is sounds super inappropriate.
Well, we just made it more inappropriate.
It's working. It's working. Okay, now I've got to pull it up. I don't even have it pulled up.
What
I was
do
so,
we have here, Liz?
Okay, I'm just going to have to do it from, let's see.
It is a terrifying story.
Man gets the fright of his life when a python emerges from his toilet while he was sitting on it. Now, as you can imagine what happens. And there's a video, unfortunately, not when the python first emerges, but when the firefighter takes it out. But I read the article and this guy says, this is in Thailand and I've been to Thailand and I would never want to live there purely because of all the snakes. Like I don't want to live in Texas or Australia because of all that. Animals and bugs, and I love Utah and they're very tame. I'm looking around this gross basement now that I'm thinking about, but they're tame spiders. It is like, this is the spider room, I think. So I'm just like, nervous, but in this article, as you can imagine, he says that he walked around the house. He saw this huge python outside. He tries to scare it away to get away, and it easily scares off. Right now, I've researched this python. I guess if you get bit, you're fine, but they are aggressive and they will bite you. Right. So that is terrifying. Keep that in mind. He says that he saw the python in the morning. He scared it away, you know, away from his house. Then I quote, I sat down, then felt something push against my bottom. And that's when I looked down and saw the snake. Now, haven't we all been in that situation? First of all,
where something has reached up and grabbed our butts.
A snake has been poking us in the butt. But first of all, I kid you not, the fear of sitting down on the toilet, especially in the middle of the night, and not knowing what could be in that toilet is a legit fear of mine. I don't know if we can say the V word. The V word? Can we say the V word?
The V? I think you can.
I call them vagina spiders. I am terrified. I am not kidding. It is a made up thing.
What kind of spider is this?
I am terrified that there will be a spider that crawls up.
Oh.
When I sit on a toilet. Or if I sleep naked. I don't know if we can use the N word.
I hear you.
I am worried about spiders crawling into parts. I am. Coochie I'm crawlers. Not kidding. I cannot sleep naked because of that.
Yes.
I cannot. I will wake up in the middle of the night and go get something on. That's sorry. Overshare again. I'm trying not to overshare, but that's
it's
the
just
truth.
Us. There's no one listening.
Okay, good. Yeah. Now, hopefully my husband doesn't. Hopefully he doesn't re-listen to this.
Oh, there are three people watching right now and that's it. And it's
okay. Okay. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, they're just listening to see if they're going to be unemployed next week.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Like, anyway. Our podcast got canceled. I don't know what happened.
I did tell him that. I warned him, like, you may honestly lose everybody after this. Like, no one's coming back, but it's fine.
Yeah. Especially after coochie crawlers.
Mm. Seriously, coochie crawlers, spider vaginas. Do of you have that fear?
Yes, I do.
Verbally talked about this fear. Okay. It's not just
I feel
me.
Like that's a legit fear. I'm sure it's happened.
Oh my gosh, no.
I wish I worked in the ER and I could tell you some stories about the things that have.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Do you have stories?
Yeah.
Does this happen? All the stories have to do with men sticking things up their butts.
Are you serious?
That's all the stories I got. There's, you know, I feel like, and we'll probably touch on this one of our next segments, but. Women are smart and they know, you know, not to put things there.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Some do, but they learn.
But we're smart enough to know to figure things out before, you know,
it's an emergency.
Lady Whistledown finds out and tells everybody.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's just all about thinking it through, right?
Yeah, critically thinking. Yes. Will this send me to the ER? And it, when we stop. We focus and we say, okay, how can I get myself out of this? We don't panic and go straight to the ER.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Yes. I have had a sister-in-law where something did happen, but she did have to go to the ER.
Tell us more.
They had kids being babysat. So they tried to do one quick before they had to go to like some fancy dinner date, and the condom was lost. And
that could be.
Guys, I feel like I'm saying so many inappropriate things.
It's okay.
Like, no, it's great.
We're good.
It's great.
Wait until the next segment. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, because Danny is going to die from this. This is me taming myself, guys. I am actually more crude in person. Like if you get me in a book club,
this is why I'm so glad that the world gets to meet Liz right now, because she's actually, like the cutest, sweetest, but she is kind of like a no filter. And I love that about her. I remember Liz. Oh, I remember in our trip to Gualala.
Oh my God.
You just came running out of the bathroom and you were like, Danny, I think I'm pregnant.
No, I remember. Okay.
Danny was just kind of like, what? This is your first. I think
it was
this
my
was
first
your
baby.
First, yeah.
Yeah. Were you
first
so you
baby.
Were standing in the kitchen when that happened?
Tyson and I were both in the kitchen and you come running out and you're like, Danny, I think I'm pregnant. And Danny was like, Liz. And Tyson was like, don't mind us.
Yep. And I remember
and
coming
that's
out.
That's how
and
you I'm told like, Danny you were pregnant.
Tyson and Rachel found out at the same time.
Oh, there you go. That's a great story.
Yeah. I don't think I was as was excited, awesome. But I'm glad you think I was, because I was more like, Danny, I'm pregnant. Like that. But
it was like, it was alarming.
I
like
don't
you
remember.
Were still surprised and shocked, yeah. But you were, I'm trying to remember exactly what you said, because it was really funny. And Tyson and I were just sitting there like,
whoops, are we supposed to be here? Because I came right out of the bathroom.
We'll leave the room now. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fine. I didn't care at that point. Because again, I tell everyone everything. I have a hard time holding things back. So.
And that's why we love you.
I respect that. I had a similar experience a few weeks ago at work where I went into the bathroom and I came running out screaming, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And everyone's like, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
All right. So back to our story. Okay.
Oh, yes.
So Python's up the butt.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Almost. Poked him in the butt. Then, which I would find terrifying, especially if I was a guy too, because there's stuff, if you're sitting, doesn't stuff hang down? I don't know. So
a bull bite.
Yeah. And they bite. They're aggressive biters. And so, and I looked that up to make sure that was right. He would have been fine. It would have just hurt. But the firefighter came in and I watched the video and it's almost like he had to tame, like just the head was the snake head was coming out of the toilet as he was like looking at it. And then it was like a thing.
It's like a duel.
And then it was a little bit. And then he finally grabs it and then he pulls the thing out. It's 8 feet long. 8 feet long.
Okay, so is this a real story?
It looks terrifying. Like it.
I feel like this has happened before. Like I've heard some terrifying stories of like things just coming out of the toilet. Like it's a legit thing. Like you should, you should be scared that something is going to bite your butt.
I know.
Yes. Okay. I have heard this before. So I remember this is probably back when I was in junior high. I remember a story going around this. I grew up in Northern California. The story going around, somebody had lost their like 10-foot python, right? And it was gone.
How do you just lose a python?
Yeah. No. It was like this missing python. And there were these stories about how they go through like the sewer and they can come up out of the toilet. Mm. So everybody was literally scared. And I remember feeling terrified to use the toilet because there's this missing python in the city. And whose toilet is it going to come out of? I've heard these stories. They're so bizarre.
So whose toilet did it come out of? Like, what happened?
Yeah, do we know?
I don't know if it ever came out or whatever happened with it. I just remember it's one of those stories that puts like the fear of death in you that this giant python is going to come out of your toilet while you're using the bathroom. Terrifying.
I remember when I was little, there was like, we would tell like scary ghost stories. And one of the scary stories was that like a demon, like, shot up out of the toilet and like went up somebody's butt and possessed them. And so I was really scared of being possessed of my butt.
It's so scary.
The butt ghost.
Or whatever.
The butt demon.
The butt demon. That's actually just a real, isn't that just, that's actually a real thing. I mean, that's if you're constipated too, right? The butt demon. I don't know. Needs to come out.
A few other things to pull a butt demon, but
yeah, that's true. But I did. Go ahead.
I was gonna say that's a good segue into our next story.
Go ahead. Yes, that's what I'm hoping. I want to hear the next one.
So we have a new segment on Real Housewives of News AF called In Wiener News. So we have stories just about wieners. And this is really just to horrify Danny because he doesn't want us talking about, can I say the word? Penises?
He says he doesn't. He says he's cool with it, but I can tell he was cringing so hard when I'm like, can I say vagina? And he's like, if you want, no, yes, you can. I'm like, can I say penis? Like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I checked all the words with him And mm-hmm. he's like, whatever, just do whatever you want. I'm like, yes.
Okay. So
broke him down.
In Wiener news, we have a story of apparently there's a show. I don't know if you guys knew about this. There's a show called Sex Landed Me in the ER. Did you know about this? It's on A&E and it airs weekly. And this story is called Adoration. It's my man ended up in the ER because he stuck his penis in a door while trying to have sex.
Oh, dear.
I guess you got to spice it up somehow.
I'm all about spicing things up, but safety first. Come on, guys. I mean, I'd be more concerned about like a splinter, right? Like that would hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
Not a place for splinters.
Well, what did they do? I mean, so they just took the handle out or something and then...
The article is actually, it's really funny because...
I didn't read the article.
They are... apparently, the girlfriend, Katie, she wanted chores to be done in the house. So she negotiated sex for chores. Okay. So one Sunday morning, they woke up, negotiated sex for chores, and the boyfriend apparently could not keep up with Katie's sex drive. So he took some male enhancement pills to be prepared for her. And as he was doing chores by putting the door up on her bedroom, there was a fancy doorknob. I don't know, some kind of fancy doorknob that had a small hole. So he decided to jokingly stick his erect penis through the door hole. And she enjoyed it. And it led into intercourse.
Okay.
And
I'm trying to picture how that's done.
Like, was the door on the hinges? Like, how does this, were they like, was one on one side? Like, I don't understand because it's like gravity and stuff, right? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound fun to me.
Yeah.
It sounds uncomfortable. And maybe you probably have to be like really flexible or something to just like.
I'm just trying really to think tall. It's real. I'm like maybe a Rachel and Tyson could do it. I would have to like get a chair too. I don't get it. Like, yes. Why would you want to do that? I don't know.
Well, in the midst of the deed, it got stuck.
Ow.
And he had to go to the ER to have the door removed from his penis. Now, what kind of car ride was that where he's like, how does he get in the car with a door stuck to his penis?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, poor guy. I feel so bad for him.
I feel like you did this
for
yourself.
Just trying to have fun and stuff.
You know, another example of just not thinking it through, right?
Not thinking it through.
No. Well, yeah. I don't have to get Danny to do chores at all because he's like the clean one in our relationship. So he has to get me to do chores. So for me, it's like, I can't even think what he does to try to convince me to clean the house. It's not that.
It's
I don't
probably
know.
Like a present, not a penis.
No, because no, sometimes I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want it through a tiny door hole. No, thanks. It's not even physically possible for me, but yeah. I don't know. It wouldn't work. It just doesn't work.
There's a gentleman in the chat room named Rob Sestranino, I think his name is.
Oh, is he telling us?
He's saying, when life closes one door, what a witty guy.
That Rob. Does he want to be a guest on our show?
I have a feeling he wants to stay far, far away from this room while we're talking about this kind of stuff.
I know. Now I don't want to read these comments.
He's just shaking his head.
Oh, my goodness. I love in the article how his wife likes vintage things. And since it was a vintage doorknob, it was a smaller doorknob. So he's kind of bugged that his wife likes these vintage things.
So it was a small doorknob with a small hole that his penis fit through. So this doesn't look well for you, dude.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's not even possible over here. <We're getting>
Oh my goodness.
We have the bigger doorknobs here too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on that note,
oh my gosh, she's going to be so
moral
good.
Of the story here. Guys, seriously, don't put your penis where it doesn't belong.
Yeah.
You don't hear, women puts lady parts in shower head and get stuck. No, that doesn't happen. It doesn't get stuck.
Hopefully. Right? Yeah. I mean, maybe we just haven't heard that story. Maybe it has.
Because like I said before, women think it through. If it does get
That's
stuck,
true.
If the lady
That's
parts true. Get stuck, we stop, we think, we mm-hmm. figure it out. Lady Whistledown isn't going to know anything. Yeah. So
did you read those books, by the way, or just
no, watch
the show?
I watched the show and oh my God, I might have another baby from it.
Oh my gosh, no, read the books. The show is not even close to as good
really?
As the book. I read the books during quarantine. You want to spice up your marriage? Read the books.
Really?
Spice up your marriage by reading those books. Yeah, they are fantastic. Mm, pretty sure Danny was probably like, what's wrong with my wife? It's like all day long. Bridgerton series. So, telling you.
Yes, if I have a child, his name's going to be the Duke. I'm ordering now.
Oh,
Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick these up. Will you?
Because you got to give
me the link.
Audiobook. Good. Oh, you see, Liz, you're smart.
She's so, the lady that does the reading, whatever. Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
Yeah. The narration.
Like, I think she does it better than when I was reading, because I had to read some of them. It's better listening to her than reading it because I can't do the voices in my head. She's fantastic.
I feel like I do good voices in my head. I have a lot of voices in there.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm
so we have
word.
People in the chat room. They're asking about what we're talking about. Oh. And we're talking about Bridgerton on Netflix. And if you haven't seen this show, stop what you're doing right now and watch. Just stop. And go.
Someone wrote,
we're going to look it up. We need a new show.
Oh, so Danny would not watch it with me. Because I think he thought it was like, which it probably is, more aimed towards women. But I think he would have enjoyed it.
Danny, the payoff will be good if you watch it.
Yeah. He was upset because Daily Mail came out and said there's a rape scene. Like the female rapes her. A rapey scene. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm sorry. If a man is that big, he could shove anything away from him. I mean, he was liking it. Okay. Anyway, that's the only iffy part of the whole show. And Danny was like appalled. Like, I'm not going to watch that. That's gross. I'm like, okay, fine.
Well, you're
fine. Don't watch it with me. I'll watch it by myself. It's fine.
Yes. Well, speaking of super large penises, News AF has covered this mm-hmm. in the past, that there is a Danish cartoon about a man with a super long penis and it enrages parents, which I can understand. You don't want your kids reading a story about penises, especially it's a false tale of a penis that is doing things like, what is it doing?
Is it good things and
barbecuing?
It was barbecuing. The penis was barbecuing.
In the picture.
The penis was helpful. Hmm. Not usually the case.
What are they trying to teach here? I don't know.
Well, they say, in the pictures, the penis is taming a lion.
Okay.
It's like a super long one. And weirdly, it's wearing this like...
Where's Waldo?
It's like this red and white striped shirt, like a Where's Waldo kind of vibe. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's taming a lion next to an ice cream truck.
This is the weirdest show to me in the entire world.
I would watch it.
I would watch it to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my kids would find it hilarious. Because, you know, my older boys especially would be like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. They would love it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd want my daughter to watch it, to be honest.
No, because this is going to give her the false perception that penises save the day. When we all
know,
it's the lady parts.
Yeah.
The lady parts save the day.
You know what I tell? Because if you hear it all the time, girls aren't as smart or girls aren't as strong or whatever, right? Oh, boys are faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell my kids every time, no, we're all equals, but women are fantastic because we make the babies, we make the boys, we make the girls. And then I don't say, they don't know the V word. I have not taught them the V word yet, but my daughter knows it and she whispers it. Cause I say, don't tell the boys yet. Cause I don't want them using it inappropriately.
Yeah.
We use penis and wiener inappropriate all the time. I had eight brothers. So like that word is like just part of my vocab all the time. But, the V word, my daughter will always be like, mom, you know, when she says it, like, vagina. Like just really quietly in front of the boys. But when the boys are there, it's the front bottom, you know, but I always say, guys, the front bottom is the most magical thing on earth. It produces humans. I mean, that's why women are so like freaking awesome. Men can't do that. Mm-hmm. Men cannot do that. Yes, we need their help, but they can't do it. You know? And anyway, that's why I'm like, why are they showing how awesome this peen,
right?
This wiener is? Really, but I mean, it'd probably be really inappropriate to show a vagina too, but still, it's like, really, the vagina is the cool, useful thing.
So I think that let's put our heads together. I have an idea. Let's start a show called Super Vagina.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Wait, what do they call it on the show? What do they call the part, the body part, the pain?
In the children's thing?
Yeah. Do they have a name for it? I don't even know.
I think they just say penis.
Oh, they say penis.
I think they do.
Okay. Yeah, then.
Yeah, it doesn't quite say.
They just want to be straightforward. It's a penis.
Yeah. Okay. But let's make the V word. Let's normalize the V word.
Yeah. Not to my 11-year-old yet. Just not
right,
yet.
Super lady parts.
Because he's about to get in that age. You know, he's getting to sixth grade next year. Just had the maturation video.
Well, they need to learn to respect the V.
Yeah, they do. Mm. And I've been telling them that since day one. So now they know.
Did we lose listeners on this one?
It's reminding me.
Probably.
There's this...
I'm sorry, guys. All the men have left. And now there's like four women left on here or something.
This segment is called Wiener News, but we're save the V.
We're talking about. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm like remembering this movie. When I first started dating Tyson, they had discovered this movie called Vagina Dentata. And it was like this vagina that had teeth.
Some would attack you.
Mm-hmm.
Some do.
And bite you. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever watched it, but Tyson could tell you all about it.
Are you sure that's called herpes?
Oh. I think Danny's talked about it too. I wonder if they watched it.
Yeah, I bet Danny watched it too. I'm just feeling like this show would never fly in the US, right?
No, there's no way
this show would ever be approved.
Americans are interesting too, right?
That they,
or something.
Yeah, they even have that.
Nervous about talking about part. I don't really know. It's like Utah's nervous about talking it, but I've heard Washington isn't. It's like, I don't know what people are doing now with that. And my kid is getting into the phase where it's like, when do we talk about business? You know, the business. And when do we talk about parts? And I don't know. I am not there yet. So I'm not sure. I guess you guys aren't either.
We're not there. My kids still think I pee out of my butt. Like they have no idea.
You boys. Yeah. And they think babies come out of the butt too.
My kids are actually asking questions because I work with babies in the hospital. I'm a neonatal intensive care nurse. So they have lots of baby questions. And my 7-year-old is a mini Rob, very inquisitive, doesn't stop talking, has a million questions. And he's like, so babies, there's got to be like a hole or something that they come out of, right? I'm like, I don't know. Like you're 7.
I told them belly buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think my oldest knows it's not belly buttons now. But I say belly buttons because I just can't handle saying anything else at the moment. I can't do it.
I'm lucky because I had C-sections, so I can just...
Oh, you can say. Just out of the tummy.
Point to my scar.
Yeah.
That's what they think.
Awesome.
They think that the doctor just cuts the baby out, and I'm rolling
just,
with
like,
that.
Comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, do that. Roll with that, for sure.
You know what? It's just a hard toss-up because you want to be open about it and talk about it. You don't want to be like this hush thing, right? But you also don't want them to like just be talking about it at the dinner table or go to school and just be talking about. So it's hard to know how to approach it and what age for sure.
Yeah, and there's like something.
They're still young at this point. And I know my kid is going to be like, oh, it comes out of that. Can I see yours?
Like, oh,
no,
man.
No.
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 You know what the best, you know what the best thing is, though, about your kids getting older? Because I have an 11-year-old and I've told my 8-year-old now. And I'm like, guys, I'll tell them I'm my period's starting. So I'm going to be mean for a couple days. And I'll, oh, okay. Okay. And then I'll be like, hey, can you go get me, you know, this is going to be overshared too. Go get me tampons, please. Because I got to head to the car. I got to go somewhere. Will you go run in my bathroom? It's so cool. Cause I've just taught them from the get go that women's parts are like awesome. And this is what they do. I mean, I haven't told them the other stuff, but just the baby parts anyway. And, yeah, it's great because they're like super supportive now and they get it. And they're like, yeah, you got to have that period to have those babies. I'm like, yep. Yep. Go get me some tampons, please. Mm. But yeah, it's awesome. I don't know what it will be even more, but when they get older. Oh, Danny just texted me. You done?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. No?
Danny, we have like 2.5 minutes left.
Do we? We don't go till 11:30.
We could stop whenever we want. And maybe after super vagina, we should say, you know what?
I know. Good. Should we end on like a, I don't know.
That was a good note, right? Yeah.
So we'll end on super vagina. Great show, ladies. I'm really stoked that
unless we want to open the chat to everybody.
Oh, that's
yeah, we can answer questions
about our husbands. We'll tell you everything.
All right. If you guys have questions,
we'll tell you everything. We
about
don't
our
care.
Husbands, we're going to spill the beans. So shoot.
Someone wrote, he's scared of what else would be said.
True. Everyone seems to be very enthusiastic very about
he's like, you
the
guys
show.
Are done.
I've actually not shared much about Danny. It's kind of shocking. So,
yeah.
All right, everyone, this is great. Right. Keep going. Danny putting the kibosh on this.
No, he's not. He would be fine. He knows it'll be fine. Yeah. He's been married to me 13 years. He knows what to expect.
And that's probably what he was scared of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate Mountain Dew. And I feel like my husband is slowly poisoning himself every time he drinks it. But I do drink Zip Fizz and stuff. I don't really like soda. It's shocking. I only started eating candy when Danny came along. So, but I get it. I'll drink it every now and then. Let's see. What's our favorite things about our husbands?
Our favorite thing? That's boring.
Yeah. How do you feel about Danny operating a helicopter? Honestly, it's been 13 years of him doing crazy stuff. I don't know if any of you see his YouTube, but I'm used to it. It's honestly like, hey, I'm going to the office to sit in a chair for 8 hours. I'll see. That's how him being on a helicopter feels now. Like going skiing and whatever he does. Honestly, and I shouldn't say this either. I don't watch his show all the time. Maybe not much at all. I listen to his podcast though.
You listen to this?
I do.
Oh, wow.
In fact, good for I knew. You.
I had to tune in a little bit last night to be like,
to figure out what it was
they
all
talk about.
What is the show that we're doing about?
Pet peeves. Yeah. Rachel, do you have pet peeve about Tyson?
I usually just hear Rob from the other room screaming.
Oh, yeah.
This man in the chat room, Rob Sestorino.
Yeah, is he like,
uh-oh, what's he saying?
You guys are done.
He says, does Liz like hot soup bars?
No. Danny has made me paranoid about hot soup bars and dirty bathrooms. I don't know. Cause he's so clean and I'm not.
Danny's a neat freak.
He's a neat freak. Yeah. Well, he's not that bad cause I've broken him down a little bit, but I can't like now I look at things first and I'm like, oh, dang it. I would have eaten that off the floor, but now I can't cause I've learned not to, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Liz, what's your take on holidays? Are you guys doing anything for Easter this weekend? God.
Okay, so I'm the opposite of Danny. When it's like St. Patrick's Day, we're doing the traps. I'm doing rainbow pancakes. I'm not like, I don't go far out like a blogger mom where you have to like do crazy stuff and blog about it or whatever. But I love to just do it. I'm like, you're only a child once. Mm-hmm. Why would you not do every single thing you can?
You want to give them some good memories.
Yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't, this will make him sound like a jerk, but he's not.
Rob is the same way.
He doesn't believe in like Valentine's Day or Mother's Day. So mm-hmm. I have to remind my kids it's Mother's Day today.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Danny's a great husband, but he does lack the Mother's Day.
Rob wants to tell the boys about.
Really? Mm-hmm. Aren't they still young? How old are they?
7 and 5.
Oh, they're not yet. Not yet. Yeah. They'll stop. It's like second or third grade when they stop. I feel like.
That's going to break my heart because I feel like in a past life, I might have been like Santa's elf. And so like. It's important to me for them to believe until they're 37.
Yeah. Yes. My 11-year-old. Yeah. My 11-year-old finally wrote me. So when he was 10, he wrote me like a handwritten note and it said like, I just want you to know, I actually don't believe in Santa and haven't for years. I just didn't want to hurt your feelings. I know. And I'm like, it was kind of heartbreaking because I think I didn't care that he didn't know. In fact, I like it because then he can help me do the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that magic is over now for him, Santa magic. But then again, I think Santa gets all the credit. So yeah. Santa bugs me a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's fine. You know, it's fun. We get the credit back once they learn. But
all right. So let's say goodbye to the chat here. Okay. And I don't know how to end the show. So we probably can't say goodbye and we're stuck for the rest of the day because I don't know.
Yeah. Rob, if you're listening, come shut upstairs. This down. We don't know what we're doing.
And we need a Wiener theme song for that segment. If you guys can, you know, work on that.
That would be great because we're probably never coming on again. But
something that repeats Wiener over and over again.
Oh. Or just a long
Wiener, Wiener, Wiener.
Maybe there's like.
Rob didn't justify. Do you see how bad it is? Shutting it down.
Shut it down. All right, ladies. It has been fun. I'm so glad that we had the opportunity to chat. Maybe we can do this once again in the future. If you guys are down for that, I feel like the chat room was very excited about this. So thank you.
Awesome. That was fun.
Yep. That was fun.
Good to talk to you guys.
Wait, no, they're talking. Wait a second. Okay. Oh.
Hit that button when you're ready.
I don't. I'm just going to stay here until things just shut down because I don't know what to do.
So I will be shutting it down. But a big thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to all the listeners. And if you like the show, let us know and we'll do it again. And if you want to listen to me every week, you can become a patron and hear me every Tuesday. Well, we record on Tuesdays. The show airs on Wednesdays in our patron five for five. It's something like this and not as crazy with girl talk, but we get a little crazy. I drink some wine and we let loose a little bit. We have a good time, and it's one of the amazing patron perks for becoming a patron. So there's a link or something on Patreon. I don't know what it is, but just become a patron. We'll talk to you soon, guys. Bye, everybody.
We did it, guys.